Right. Welcome to my documentary. That's wrong. I don't know if this is a documentary. In the year 2017, I traveled the world. I took a camera on a phone camera thing, and filmed everything I did like an extremely creepy person. I'm not sure why you would want to watch that, but this is that story. And it's, let's just start. So the story begins here. I've just shot my Netflix special. I'm taking a bow. The audience seems to have liked it. But what am I actually thinking about? I have this thought. I want to do a world tour. Like a legitimate world tour. Problem is, you know, world tours are done by huge comics, guys who look like this, or this, or this, not guys who look like this. So I have this trick, right? Whenever I'm not sure if I can actually do something, I manipulate myself into doing it. So I always design the poster first and put the poster out, because once it's out, I have to do it. So we shoot a promo for a tour that doesn't exist yet. Little bit of PR and we're on our way.
Haven't been here for a while.
Sold out.
Can see your face light up as the cold came.
The show sucks. Donkey balls. I mean, there's material, but it's not a show. It's nothing. And you know, the audience had a good time, sure, but in your heart, you know it's like, it's a 6/10 show. I realize I put so much into this Netflix material, maybe I've got nothing to say. And I'm headlining all of these shows and it feels in my heart like I'm cheating people. I'm not ready. So now I'm officially panicked. I canceled 2 weekends of shows just so I can sit in LA and write a little bit. This, by the way, is my favorite place to write in LA. I go here every day for 2 weeks. And I get on stage anywhere I can, just set up spots, because next week is Atlanta. So Desi people are showing up to this diner, just thinking, his career is not going very well, is it? So when you suddenly take the pressure off and you're trying to write desperately, there's one thing that suddenly unlocks everything, right? For me, that was a bit about putting nipples on bums. This is the shit I think about at night. So armed with new jokes about bum udders, we go to New York City. New York. New York. New York. Or as Indians call it, too expensive. Let's go to Jersey. And no, I'm not playing Madison Square Garden. I'm playing someplace much scarier. Caroline's on Broadway. A proper NYC comedy club.
Sold out. Sold out.
You know, go do a show, go get some food, go see some art, go see some shows, meet some friends. I don't know how, I don't know why, but something starts to work in New York. And I suddenly feel a little confident, right? Because hey, if New York is laughing, then there must be something to laugh at. Maybe I should stop doubting myself. I leave New York with a hangover and a sense of starting to see the light. I'm flowing. That's how I can describe it. Flow. Until April 25th, when my world and my flow got fucking turned upside down.
My name is Veer Das. I'm from Bombay in India. Has anybody ever been to India? Well, if you haven't been, you must go because your jobs have. Fantastic! That was fantastic! Veer Das, ladies and gentlemen!
Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
I can't even. So in 1 week, your life changes. You're suddenly getting messages from every country in the world, and somebody you've idolized for 20 years gives you a call and wants to work with you. and you don't have a second to enjoy that shit that happened because you're on a flight. You're on tour. You know what's great about Sydney? Sydney looks like every single postcard you have ever seen of Sydney. Exactly. It's like meeting a really hot actress and going, huh, correct.
Boarding the last tour, I'm on tour right now. I'm on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
I have to confess, I like Melbourne more. Melbourne is lovely. It's like Sydney and New York had sex while San Francisco was watching and yelling directions. And then the tour really gets rolling. Cities start to blend into one another.
I have to go to morning radio to promote the shows.
Every show is sold out.
They sold out too fast. I mean, I'm not complaining, but it's like this tour finally has momentum. Or nipples, I'm not sure, on its bum. Either way, it's moving. You ever see yourself on a poster with people you clearly don't deserve to be on a poster with? That's what this whole year felt like. Oh, and speaking of being undeserving, it was time for a show in Los Angeles. On hallowed ground.
So this is the Hollywood Improv. And that piano back there, pretty much every great comedian in the world has performed in front of. And that shall be unknown tonight when I perform.
Fun fact, Just for Laughs is the best comedy festival in the world. It's like Disneyland for comics. It's the one you dream of doing. And if you look at their lineup, okay, look a little bit closer. A little closer, like way close. There we are, there we are. Yeah, I got to go to Disneyland. Just look at that lineup. Just look at it. I want the autograph of every person on that lineup. I think that's what should be next to my name. Just Veer Das brackets looking for autographs. It's insane. And it was about to get even more insane. Come on, come on. I got an award for comedy. I didn't even know those existed. So armed with that, we go to the Middle East and Europe.
It is day one of the boarding the last tour in Qatar, Doha, and I'm going to Amsterdam tomorrow. This is the first time I've ever begun a tour exhausted and lonely and just not seen my wife enough and not seen my dog enough, and leaving the house yesterday kind of broke my heart. And the show last night went really, really well.
Yeah, that's a lie. It's Qatar. Qatar. Whatever. That country. I mean, no, the show went well. I did a bit about religion. They were fine. A bit about Islam. They were fine. Did some stuff about drugs. They were fine. But then I did a bit about feminism. And those sheikhs were not happy. They were like, kill him. So So look, if you ever have the munchies, Amsterdam has you covered. I've never sold out a Monday show in India before, but Amsterdam. Okay, if Amsterdam developed like a drug habit and gave up on life and let itself go, that's Antwerp. Hey, did I mention that Tintin is from Belgium? Yeah, we are so German and postmodern. Look how the pink accentuates the textures of the Deutschland! Life is new, and that's what this show needs to be about. The new. Part of the nice thing about being in exotic locales is that cobblestone streets and really cool scenery often come with sudden reality checks.
And I'm off to Stavanger in Norway today. I do not know much about Stavanger, and judging by my ticket sales, they do not know much about me.
Which I'm convinced 50% were freebies. It was the best gig I've ever done. Okay, thankfully some people in Norway did know me, like 800 people in Oslo. Beautifully ironic. In every comedy show, the same building 30 minutes before a show holds nervous people. Nervous audience, nervous artist. Paris is so beautiful, you almost feel like you don't deserve to be there. Or maybe that's just how the French waiters treat you. C'est bras, elle me parlait tu bas, je vois la vie en rouge. We On Tour made this wonderful transition from Paris and je ne sais quoi and to basically, oi, get your fucking ass on stage and tell us a joke, innit? Leeds is wonderfully gloomy. It's like the setting of a Jack the Ripper story. Nottingham is, you know, if you're not into Robin Hood merchandise, not much to do. So someone told me Birmingham knows good comedy, and the gigs went well. It's time to get some food for my stomach and my soul. This is not really a place that you're alone because its beauty is not in there. Which is Scottish for welcome. Scotland was this much needed break because 1 week from Scotland I had my biggest, scariest, most nerve-wracking gig. Feel the fear in my enemy's eyes. Listen as the crowd would sing. Now the old king's dead, long live the king. One minute I held the key. Next the walls were closed. Was I ready for London?
Okay, it is 5:30 PM. I've just gotten into the taxi. We are going to the O2 Forum. It's my best friend Sahil. Sahil, say hello.
Hello.
There's a moment before every single show. It's my favorite moment. It's when you're walking through whatever backstage tunnel or kitchen or back entrance or whatever. And when you go to the O2 Forum in London, before the battle even begins, that venue kicks your ass.
So, I'm going to go throw up about 7 times.
I'm so fucking nervous. Oh shit, you thought we were done, didn't you? No, no, no. We haven't even gone east yet. There was impunctual crowds in Dubai. Hurricanes in Hong Kong. And then I was on an American festival lineup again. But this time, in the center, there we go. So if you're like me and you grew up listening to rock music, you know the motherfucking Roxy. It's the Roxy. Every major artist in the world has played there. And the reason I look so nervous? This was cool. I came out underneath the stage on a hydraulic lift in Kuala Lumpur. Those are my nephews, by the way. Two great budding artists. And they live in Singapore. Somebody, 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 somebody. the last gig of the tour. After 32 countries, takes me to the place that I grew up. And so I went back to Africa where I hadn't been for 23 years. I left when I was 14 to look for the house that I grew up. And this was the last gig of the tour. That is fucking... So we're looking for this house that I don't even remember what it looks like, asking directions. I was 12. And suddenly some sort of visual memory kicks in. It's instinctual almost. It's crazy. But it's still there. Home.
So, that was my room. And I used to play basketball over here. And I buried my dog over there. That was intense. That was. And now I have to do stand up.
Your channel's changing. The heart is racing. From voices on.
It wasn't a very good show. It wasn't going to be, and that's okay. Going to Africa, the purpose wasn't comedy, I guess. So that's the truth. You do your first world tour, it's 32 countries, it's done, and at the end you're not proud. You're just grateful. And you start thinking this one question, which is, what will I remember when I think of this year?